Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknoters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Dwayne Long. Our Dan Rubin is on assignment this week, meaning he's having a great time with his beautiful wife and their kids somewhere on a beach, I'm sure. Well-deserved vacation for Mr. Rubin. Dwayne, practice later this morning will be open to the media. First 30 minutes will be open to the media. It was going to be the entire practice, and they decided to cut that off. It's just going to be the first 30 minutes, but still looking forward to seeing practice today. We'll interview Ryan Day afterward. Just, you know, everything you've heard about camp so far, you know, when you look, you know, later ahead this morning, what are you most curious about with the Buckeyes so far during camp?
Well, the one thing that I don't think is being discussed is I just think that the running back order is going to be I don't know where we're going to be mid-season, Dave. I got to tell you, if you look at the numbers last year, Dobbins was our starter, but I don't know if he was our best back. I always thought he was just a little undersized guy. He's done really well. Glad to have him. I mean, come on, a guy's rushed for 1,000 yards a couple of times, but he was never a guy that was going to be a bell cow. I thought he may even be better, stepping out and being a wing back type. And he's been very good in the passing game when we've thrown him the ball. So that could have happened. But I just think that Teague and Cowley are really going to push him. I just got that feeling that these are just superior backs, and they're going to push them. And by midseason, who knows what happens. By the end of the season, we don't know. That's the one thing I'm thinking about. Offensive line, I think, is really something that people should not be as worried about. There's lots of veterans. There's talent there. We've recruited well over just the last couple of years. There were some bad years. Warner was a real technician. The guy could coach. He just was not a great recruiter, made some bad decisions. Now we've got a better offensive line. We got seven guys. I think we can play. And most schools are not looking beyond seven guys. They're not trying to get a full two deep. Not in these 85 limited scholarships. You can't do that. So I think we got seven guys we can depend on and rotate these guys in. Whether the starters, whether they're coming in, I think we're really going to be solid in the offensive line. Not really worried about that. So I'm worried about the opposite corner. We continue to hear stories about Damon Arnett is going to be better this year. Well, we've heard that a little bit too much, Dave. I need to see him be better, and I'm just not putting a lot of faith in that. That's the one thing on defense I'm really worried about.
Where are you at on middle linebacker with Tuff Borland, Taraja Mitchell, Baron Browning? They're saying it's still in the mix there. I don't know why they think he's a middle linebacker. Of course, now it's two staffs that are saying that, so obviously I'm the one that doesn't know what I'm talking about. But what do you make a middle linebacker? What do you think is going to happen there?
I just think Taraja Mitchell is going to be – I watched him in the spring game, and the guy flashed. And, you know, he's around the football all the time. And we can't say that about Tough Borland. I think, you know, I believe the most devastating, we talk about knees all the time. I believe that athletes really never fully recover from torn Achilles. If you look around, these guys are never, even if they're still good, they're not great. And he wasn't great before, and now he's had a torn Achilles tendon. He's always behind. You always see him chasing people, and he's not going to catch them. He may have figured out where they're going. He's got the linebacker mind. He's got that. He reads the game well. I don't know if he's physically able to make the plays anymore. So I think Mitchell is going to stress him, push him for that starting job. Wouldn't surprise me if that one changes hands. But Mitchell has to be a better thinker in there. He's really got to step up and be a guy that can call the defensive signals. That's one thing that separated Borland from everybody else. He can stand in there and say, okay, this is what I see. Let's get everybody aligned, and that's important. So Mitchell's going to have to read the game better. But here's the thing, Dave. He can learn to read the game better. He's a young guy. But I don't think Tough Borland could be physically as good as he needs to be. Mitchell can be.
Let's switch gears and talk about Brenton Cox. He was for those that don't remember out there listening to the show, he was a five-star defensive end in the 2018 class, had been committed to Ohio State for months, and said, you know, he's not wavering. Young man from Georgia, eventually flipped from Ohio State to Georgia. And he has now been kicked out of Georgia. And you look at what it's for, it's been stuff like, I would say it's a lot of minor stuff that's all added up. There's not hasn't been one thing that's been like, oh, you got it. This kid is just a piece of crap or whatever. It's been stuff like typical college stuff, you know, like smoking weed, stuff like that. Like, and the question on the board right now, Dwayne, and I know you've chimed in on this, is should Ohio State at least kick the tires on Brenton Cox? They need defensive ends in the future. They don't need them this year. They got a bunch of DNs this year, but you look at, you know, after Chase Young leaves after this year, and, you know, Cooper's a senior and all that, they need defensive ends. Should they kick the tires on Brenton Cox or no, my friend?
I would say yes. You know, kids mess up. You know, you and I messed up, but we didn't have cameras on us. We didn't have the sports world paying attention to us growing up. We want to condemn these kids. And, you know, we see people on the message board saying they've been given this opportunity and you know, they've blown it. Don't let them back in. And I'm like, they're kids, man. Kids mess up. I know, I understand Georgia did what they had to do. They said, look, you know, you need to move on and find a better situation for yourself because you just were born out your welcome here. Okay, absolutely, I understand. But no, we shouldn't give up on this kid. Society should not give up on this kid. College football should not give up on this kid. He was big on us early. I would like to see us go back and look at him. But the negative publicity, I understand why we might not. It's just that we want to condemn people. And condemning young kids is really an issue, at least it is for me and some other people. But I really would give this kid another chance. He's a tremendous talent, an elite talent, a sure five-star. We almost had him once. Let's give him another chance. I don't know if that's going to happen. I am not optimistic, but I would. I would let Cox back in the door, and maybe he'll appreciate it a little better after he's been lost at once.
I want to finish the show talking about 2020 recruiting. Let's, you know, quarterbacks and running backs specifically. With quarterback, it's interesting, Dwayne. Like, for a while, I didn't give any thought to, like, 2020 quarterback recruiting after Jack Miller committed. And, you know, you talk to certain people that are like, oh, yeah, nothing to worry about there. Then other people are like, eh, you know, they're looking around. Ohio State's looking at C.J. Stroud, and maybe Jack Miller's looking around. Just what are you hearing about quarterback recruiting, how you feel about it for the 2020 class? Do you think it's going to be Jack Miller? What do you make of them looking at C.J. Stroud? Do you like C.J. Stroud? Just unpack all that for me as far as 2020 quarterback recruiting for the Buckeyes.
I don't think Jack Miller's going anywhere. I think he's committed to Ohio State. I also think he's he's solid with Ryan Day as his quarterback coach. That's the one thing that has been so advantageous to us is he's a quarterback guy. He's a quarterback whisperer. And I think that Jack Miller is committed. Just what he's doing with recruiting, Dave, he's just continuing to be, you know, he's not out there like G. Scott, but he is being very effective, being very aggressive. A guy that's not coming, he's not going to be recruiting guys to Ohio State if he's not coming to Ohio State. I think that's ridiculous. That's not worth talking about. C.J. Stroud is another matter. We're in trouble here. Let's just be honest about it. We got to get more quarterbacks in here. We had such a quarterback depth chart. Well, they've opened up the portal. You can anybody can step through the portal, it seems. Well, recently they've kind of seemed like they've backed off of just having the, you know, anybody can transfer anywhere. But, you know, we're talking about we've got Justin Fields, then we got guys that couldn't win quarterback jobs where they were. That's not good, Dave. That's really bad. We can't afford to really take full advantage of what Justin Fields brings to an offense. The guy's physical skills as a runner. You know, the defensive coordinator, when this guy breaks the pocket, he's going, oh, hell no. I don't need this in my life. Because you've got a guy that he's not going to get you 10 yards. He'll get you 20, 30. He's got that, but we can't really, we've got to try to rein him in a little bit. Because the drop-off from Justin Fields to who would step in there, I think Hoke is probably going to win that second job. And that is as good as we can hope for. In my mind, he's the next best guy. That's not good enough. We really need to try to get two guys in here. It would really be a good thing for Ohio State. And Stroud is just, if you look at his film, you're like, why are we just now hearing about this kid? He's got all the tools. He can stroke it. Oh, my goodness. And he's got some running skills. That he's not on everybody's board right now. He's not a four-star, at least top 20 quarterback. I'm just shocked. So if we can get this kid, we got to take him. We have to find room. Because, you know, Fields, if he is what we expect him to be, he's not going to be around long. You're not going to keep quarterbacks till the senior year. It's just not going to happen. Not, you know, the kids that are NFL-quality quarterbacks. And if Justin Fields is what we expect him to be, he's going to be an NFL-quality quarterback in 2 years. Then where are we? Back to having one quarterback, then a big drop-off. Getting two in here would be huge for this 2020 class. Let's try to get these guys in here, both of them.
And last thing, Dwayne, what do you foresee happening with running back recruiting in this 2020 class? I know it's like the one thing in this 2020 class that hasn't been just absolutely wonderful for the Buckeyes. When the dust settles, what do you think is going to happen with running back recruiting in this 2020 class?
I am not giving up on Bijan Robinson until December. When he signs a letter somewhere, I'll drop it. I think that we had him. Dave, we know we had him. Come on, man. We had this kid. I don't know what happened. It just went south in, what, about 36 hours? It was just, I know I was just waiting for this kid to make to sit down and do the hat dance. And I was confident at what hat he was going to pick. And then this happens. I don't know. So I can't imagine we're going to quit on an absolutely one of the best backs to come out in the last couple of years. I just can't believe that. But when you also look at it, E.J. Smith also has elevated himself. He's not Bijan Robinson, mostly because, you know, we talk about weight, height, weight. It's about frame, really, but that's not something measurable. That's not something that fans can sit down and get. E.J. Smith, what's a kid from Texas? You know who I'm talking about. We just started talking to him. I'm trying to remember his name off the top of my head.
Yeah, Crawford.
We just offered. Yeah. Both of them are about the same size. They're nice-sized kids. They're not guys that we can put on the field in the weather in Columbus, Ohio, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, that time of year, and say, okay, the elements are definitely against us. We need you to carry it 25 times a game. I don't see the bodies. I don't see the frames. These guys are just, they're big enough that they're not really big kids that can carry that load.
Hey, Dwayne, and by the way, I got the name wrong. It's Trey Bradford. I was combining him, Brad Crawford. I called him Crawford. It's Trey Bradford is the young man that you're talking about. Just for the listeners out there, running back Trey Bradford is the one the Buckeyes are in on now. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, at least you had something to work with. I had forgotten his name totally. He's brand new, but he looks great on film. If that kid wants to commit, you take him. You stop worrying about Robinson. You try to add him later. And I would say the same for E.J. Smith. They're not 20-25 carry a game kids for 3 to 4 weeks in a row, but they can carry the load. What we're seeing with they're bigger than Dobbins, and Dobbins has been carrying 15-17 times a game. He only carried over 18 times a game 3 times last year. So what? We're going to see more throwing. We're going to be getting those guys outside, and these guys are much better suited to get outside and throw the ball to in the lanes, throwing the ball out to them on flare passes. They're better suited for that. So, we can salvage this. There are three backs in the country this year. We all know the names that were above all of them. We were never in on Evans. Milton chose Georgia, and right now we're on the outside looking in with Robinson. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to cry? I mean, E.J. Smith or this kid are both just really great-looking backs. They're just not that top-end guy. They're not bell cows, but they're damn good backs. You take them, and you'd be happy.
We're always happy to have Dwayne Long on the Bucknuts Morning 5. Thank you very much, Dwayne, a.k.a. Big Daddy Blues. And thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning in to the show. I appreciate it. I hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.